Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And here's the Waymaker, truly the light in the darkness, and that's who we worship, our God. A very good afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, my name is Lukho Mgwediputi, and happy Monday. And so this afternoon, I'm not starting the show alone, but I have a guest on the line by the name of Jan De Bruin, and he's part of Highway Ministries. Today we're chatting about road safety campaign on the N4 Petroport. That is where we're going to be this coming week, but I'm not going to take it away from him. Jan, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Lukho. Are you well?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, man. We're alive. The most important thing in life is that we can testify that Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen. Amen. And I must say, the last time I had a chat with you, I think it was last year when we were praying on the roads for the festive season, actually.
Yeah, now, as I said to you, before we started, I was on a telephone conversation with a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday afternoon, my wife and myself were sitting, and our minds went back when we started the Highway Prayer Patrol, and that was in 2006.
Wow.
So if you take 18 and you put 5 together, it's nearly 23 years that we've been doing this at Easter as well as December months when there's heavy traffic on the road. So, yeah, it's a privilege doing it,
and
being there, being available. And, you know, prayer changes everything.
It does. It's the answer to this generation, definitely. And I must say, you strategically choose the most critical times known to be of high accident fatalities.
Yeah, no, it is so, it's something that boggles my mind, and especially this year, again, just to give you a bit of background. In the past, you know, they've segregated the school holiday and the Easter weekend from each other.
Mm.
So that causes that people go on holiday and also go drive again over the Easter weekend.
Yes.
So that put, that increases the possibility of accidents and road deaths.
Mm.
So then they changed it and they integrated the Easter weekend into the school holidays.
Yes.
But this year it's a mess. I mean, the kids just came back from school holiday. they're at school this week and next week, and then there's another holiday. So they separated, and there's somewhere along the line there's people that do not think, that are not interested what is going on on our road, and the high percentage of road accidents and road deaths. And that is why we choose Easter weekend and over December, when there's high volumes of traffic on your road, on the road.
So you know what you just mentioned there is quite interesting. I learned recently, because I didn't have kids at school. Well, my nieces and nephews are, but I never really took much note of it. Until recently, I got a message from the kids' preschool to say the schools are going to be closed in a certain week. And I thought, why? Why? And they're like, no, it's because, you know, from Easter, and then they've got a public holiday somewhere. So it's a mess. Like, there's too many holidays in between. And I can imagine truly, Jan, that people are going to be traveling and coming back at different times. So the traffic is really going to be quite a lot.
Yeah. You know, it's really very difficult to understand that, you know, what is the... What is in their minds? Don't they care? You know, because planning is the word tells us that, and in business, planning is about 80% of your success.
Yeah.
And there's no planning here. There's no consideration. Instead of the high accident figures from the past, they don't learn from the past, And to me, to try and for you to sit down and try to work out what is the the reason for doing it the way that they are doing it, you know, is really ununderstandable. But yeah, okay, that's just the background regarding, yes. You know, why we use the strategic periods of Easter and December, you know, to go pray next to the road. But all what we also are trying here, from our side, we usually are for the last years, we are on the N3 between Alberton and Heidelberg at the petrol port there between Heidelberg and Alberton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we erect the tent, and when we stay there from, in this instance, this week, we pitched the tent on Wednesday. Radio Pulpit is coming through on Thursday.
I'll be there.
The people who are interested to meet our presenters from Radio Pulpit are welcome to come and pay us a visit and come and speak to us at the tent and pray with us. And then also we use this opportunity to evangelize.
Wow.
So we've got teams there that, you know, that go to the motorists when they park and they start speaking to them and they hand out tracts. But usually, wow. You know, you don't have a lot of times speaking to the people. So a tract is usually the thing, the way to go to put it in somebody's hand. They are driving, especially the passengers. So they've got a lot of time, and they're not, if they're not busy on their cell phones, but they even get bored from using the cell phone extensively. So then there's a track that we are given. And then it's an opportunity to, you know, to exercise and to exhibit that there are people who are not scared, that are not ashamed of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Paul said in Romans, you know, I'm not afraid, I'm not scared, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God to change lives, you know, and change people. We've been through it, as I said, I was just discussing with this friend, how the Lord have touched our lives. We've been in matric together we matriculated in 1965.
Yeah.
And we just 2 weeks ago we celebrated our 60th anniversary, you know, as matriculants, and
wow.
It was wonderful, you know, to meet all your school friends, and they're still busy, and there's a lot of them that knows the Lord, that loves the Lord, and
wow.
What a beautiful occasion, and what a wonderful privilege, you know, to be able to enjoy and still. Go around with your matric friends. So yeah,
wow.
That also gives away by my age.
It does, because when you matriculated, my mom was only 4 years old.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? When my wife is 8 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
So I was in matric when she was in standard three. You know.
Wow.
Interesting.
Now, Jan, tell me, what is the exact call to action this time around? You know, we know we're praying for safety. What are we saying to God in this season as people travel home?
Yeah, this is important. Talking about Easter weekend, you know, especially. You know, a lot of our fellow South Africans, Easter weekend is usually the weekend that a lot of people are reunited with their families.
Yes.
In, you know, all over the country. So it's not only about Easter itself, about what Jesus Christ represents. It's also a family reunion.
True.
People are excited and going to a lot of trouble to go into the far off, you know, places where they usually stay.
Yes.
And so there's another side to Easter weekend that we so often forget. It's to us, it is rejoicing in what Christ has done for us more than 2,000 years. But to a lot of people, is the excitement of seeing, you know, their families that I haven't seen maybe for a year or 2 years, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So the main important thing here is there's a lot of lawlessness on our road.
Mm.
So, you know, our prayers goes out. Who's the people who's going to change what is going on our roads?
It's got to be us.
It's the people, it's the followers of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
People that are filled with the Holy Spirit. So, firstly, to my mind, when you and me go on the road, we must do it under the influence and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we must be cautious towards other road users. I know it's very difficult. I'm one of those guys that can easily get upset by the rude, behavior of our taxi drivers.
Mm.
As I was coming back this morning from Kempton Park, there was a lady that came in front of me right from the left side, right over to the right side. And, you know, if I wasn't awake, wakey-wakey, it would have been an accident and she had kids in the car.
Sure.
And, you know, and that's that sort of behavior.
Mm.
And and the people are, there's totally lawlessness. I was listening to a radio program this morning where they've asked the people, what do they think, what should happen over Easter weekend? And the one lady said, you know, if people should stop at robots, obey the road rules, there will be less accidents.
That's true.
So this is the things that we are, you know, are concentrating in prayer towards the Lord. What we do at the, and we've got prayer groups all over the country. They just go to the road near to them, anoint the road. What we do is we anoint the road with oil, and we pray over it, and then we pray that the spirit, when they pass over that spiritual line that we created, that spiritual bridge, that if they pass through there, that the spirit of God will touch their lives.
Amen.
Because the only answer to this country is we're so off the mark in this country at this minute, that only a revival can save South Africa.
Mm.
Only God's Spirit can save South Africa.
Wow.
So, and then the importance of this is prayer. And I just want to emphasize this, if I may, is that, and I just want to say it again, the people that are listeners of Radio Pulpit that hear you and me talking this afternoon, and they go out on the road, they should be, allow the Spirit to minister to fellow road users.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way that we drive, the way that we are courteous, the way that we obey the road rules. You know, there's a lot of rules that I can stipulate and say, okay, you mustn't do this and do this and this and this.
Mm.
But to my mind, Luco, it's the things that if you are in possession of a legal license, driving license, you're supposed to know these things.
Mm.
So why must we repeat it over and over and over? Keep your following distance. Don't pass on solid road lines. Stop at stop street. Stop at red lights. Be cautious. I mean, this is the thing that before you are allowed to move in behind the steering wheel, that is the thing that is been part of you, that has been taught to you before you receive that little plastic card that they call a driving license. It's a privilege to drive.
True. That little plastic card they call a driving license. That's my favorite.
Yeah, and I mean, this is, if you listen, you know, the other day, one of the welfare companies phoned me and said, listen, will you please come around and we want to appoint a new social worker. And will you please come and test if she's got a license? I said, okay, yeah. So I make an appointment, took the lady, taken the car. And, you know, I was shocked. She cannot drive.
Mm. Yes, she has a
eventually,
license.
Eventually, when I confronted her, I said, but where did you get your license? She says, I bought it, you know.
Yo.
So that is the other side of the story.
Sure.
People are in possession of a so-called legal license. but it's been bought.
But it's not. But it's not legal. It's not. It's not quite legal.
So I went back and I said, "Listen, this is the situation. If you guys want to take the risk, you can employ her. But otherwise, you know, she's also not honest."
Yeah. True. True. Sure.
So we've got a lot of challenges on the road, but God is there for us, and He's a God that answers prayers.
Mm.
So if we call upon Him and we take the example as the followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are courteous and we are examples. And we are, you know, as I said, you are polite on the road. Give the guy the opportunity if he wants to pass in. I've been in Cape Town some time back, you know, and I was unbelievably impressed how courteous the people in Cape Town is when you are waiting in a queue. They will allow you to go in, and they, you know, those are the things that we don't experience here in Gauteng and the rest of the country.
Sure.
As I'm speaking, I know the people who are listening this afternoon that they know this thing.
Mm.
But, you know, and then there's another thing that bothers me tremendously is that people say, okay, I do it because they do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen. And I usually say, okay, if that is true, if somebody jumps into the fire, will you also do it? You know? No. I said, well, don't give me this stupid explanation or the stupid answer. We are there to make a difference. That's why we got saved. We are to be examples of what a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ do when he's behind the car's steering wheel and he's on the road. And that's my first call upon people listening that call themselves Christians. I don't like the word Christians because there's a lot of people that are not followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. They call themselves Christians. So I'd like to speak to the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, when you go out there, show what you believe in, and let the Spirit control the way that we go onto the right. Praying now in our house. We don't leave the premises, Luco, without praying.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Doesn't
matter if we go to Pick and Pay or to Checkers or whatever of those people. When we go shopping and we are 2.5 kilometers from the central of Heidelberg, we pray. If we go on the road, we pray, and we pray not only for ourselves, we pray for our fellow road users.
That's beautiful. Listen, Jan, unfortunately, we are running a bit of time here, but I don't want us to miss a very important aspect. If we'd like to reach out to you, how do we do that?
You can contact me. Okay, firstly, I just want to say, if you're going to use the N3 and you're going towards Durban from north to south,
mm-hmm.
we are just after Alberton, about 20 kilometers from Alberton,
mm-hmm.
at the petrol port on the left-hand side. You will see the white tent standing there.
Perfect.
So if you're coming from Heidelberg, you just have to go under the highway to reach our tent. The other important thing is Radio Pulpit will be there from Thursday if you want to say hello to your favorite presenters. And then they can contact me personally if there's anywhere that people are listening to us this afternoon and they want to become part of a prayer group. And that is very simple. Just get your fellow brothers and sisters, pick a spot next to a busy highway, make a date, make an appointment, go there, take some oil with you, and just pray there and anoint the road. And you know, if you want to come back on Monday or Friday or whatever, do it. But it's as simple as that. All of us that are believers can pray towards this whole vision of God and the vision of highway ministry in Luke 14:23. Go to the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. So, and otherwise, they can call me personally at my cell phone at 083-455-7814.
Oh, thank you so much, Jan. I'll see you on Thursday then. Have a great afternoon.
Be blessed. I'm looking forward to it. Luca, and thank you very much. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.